Good morning. It's Monday, it's the 7th of June, and it's Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast. Steve here. Trust you've had a great weekend and you made it really happen. Just want to share a little story with you that prompted a thought for this Monday morning podcast. I was conducting the funeral of an older gentleman just the other day. And as the routine is, you sit with the family and talk about him and stories and memories. And there was one story that came out that really just captured an image in my mind that I sort of couldn't put down. And you'll see what I mean. So this chap, he's died at 80 years of age. He's got one brother. And when he was a sort of teenager, he, like many teenagers, struggled to get out of bed on a morning and wanted to lay in as much as possible. And then he got a job, which meant that he had to be up and out of the house by about 7:15, 7:30 in the morning. His brother was always up before him, and so he promised that he would get him up and make sure that he was ready to get out at the appropriate time. And day one was okay, but I think day two or day three, his brother got him up. He wanted to leave it while the last minute. So his brother got up, he'd had a drink, some breakfast, made sure his brother was out of bed and beginning to get himself ready. His brother came downstairs and they were going to walk out of the house together and down to where they worked. And basically, the bit that captured me was he'd gone into the kitchen, left his brother sorting himself out in the living room, and then he went back through to find his brother doubled over, slumped down with his head between his knees and his hands on his laces. Basically, he was tying his laces to go to work and he'd fallen fast asleep, slumped over, fastening his laces. So, because this was such an amusing sight, these days it would have had pictures all over social network. Because it was such an unusual sight, he didn't want to stir his brother, so he left him. And he went off to work, and later on in the day when the brothers were back home, they talked about this incident. And the brother had fallen asleep, was having a bit of a moan, because he'd slept in that position for 2 hours. He was meant to be out of the house at 7:30. 9:30, he woke up, bent double in the chair, still with his fingers on his laces, fastening them to go out earlier that morning. And as he was telling this story, I was just fascinated with the image that it conjured up in my mind. And I'm sure as you're hearing this, you could probably name one or two people who you think that actually might happen to. What's that got to do with today's podcast? Well, let me take you to the book of Isaiah in chapter 52. And it says this: "Awake, awake, Zion. Come and clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor, Jerusalem, the holy city. Awake, awake, O Zion. Come and clothe yourself with strength." And it just struck me as I read those verses and heard that story. You're awoken for a reason. And often you're dressed for an occasion. This guy was woken because he'd got to get to work. You dress appropriately. You put your work gear on. You put your best gear on if you're going out to some celebration or occasion. Whatever it is, there's something appropriate that you need to wear usually for what lay ahead. And this is the voice of the prophet speaking to the nation of Israel. And Isaiah is a great prophet because he's talked about the doom and gloom of the oppression upon Israel. But now in these chapters, he's talking about future. He's talking about glory. He's talking about a new day. Aren't those all words that we've repeated over these last 18 months as far as this pandemic goes? And we are saying it as a church leadership here at Life Church Lichfield. And I'm saying it to you this morning. Awake, awake, O Christian. Come and clothe yourself with strength. You've been woken for a reason and you're dressing for an occasion. There is a new day ahead. So come on, Let's carpe diem. Let's seize the day. Let's make it a great one and make it significant for the kingdom of God. Amen.